Let's talk about Mr. McNeely. That's Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, M-C-N-E-A-L-L-Y, Bernard McNeely. Let's see, is the date of birth open right now? This is a 72-year-old gentleman under hospice care with coronary artery disease, including seizure, diabetes, osteoarthritis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, acute renal insufficiency, vena cava filter. Period. Patient had a blood clot in his vena cava that's currently on Eliquis. He also suffered a pretty massive stroke after his coronary artery bypass CABG in September of 2023, which has left him bedbound, ADL dependent, total, in parenthesis, and bowel and bladder incontinent. Period. In paragraph, he's been married for 54 years to the same woman. He's originally from Augusta, Georgia. Then he worked in Boston and Los Angeles as a marketing litigation specialist. He has two children, period. Social, never smoked, never drank. Surgery, has had many cardiac stents placed, ulcer surgery, coronary artery bypass, graft surgery, and DVT surgery. Family history, mom died of a stroke. He doesn't know what his father died of. Patient states that after he had his stroke, shortly after his CABG, he has become bedbound, has weakness in his lower extremity, and cannot get out of bed, period. The stroke has also left him with seizure disorder, has had two seizures in the past 2 years. One of them was in the physician's office. Allergy codeine, as far as his blood sugar is concerned, his blood sugars are stable. Medications include Seroquel 50 at nighttime, Lipitor 80 milligram a day, Metoprolol succinate 100 milligram a day, Zoloft 25 milligram a day, Prilosec 40 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day, Losartan 25 milligram a day, multivitamin once a day, Carafate 1 gram 4 times a day, Metformin 500 milligram once a day, Dilantin 400 milligram a day. Period. On exam, his blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, O2 side 94%. Heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with lesion, logicon. Patient is not moving his lower extremities. He must have had a brainstem stroke causing his paraplegia. Has decreased symptoms of sensation in his lower extremity. Has also decreased sensation in his lower extremity. Assessment, here we have a 72-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of coronary artery disease, status post-stroke, post-CABG, seizure disorder, osteoarthritis, total ADL dependency, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, acute renal insufficiency, stage 3A, vena cava, blood clot on the blood thinners at this time, period. In the paragraph, he has been having some issues with shortness of breath, especially with increased activity. He's not requiring oxygen at this time, period. Patient's MAC is not changed. He's actually gained a few pounds since the initial hospice evaluation, continues to have... But the overall prognosis continues to stay grave and remains hospice appropriate given his findings today. Thank you.